Well, Ron, state-run news is reporting that it's planning to send ships near U.S. waters. An Iranian Navy with a bigger presence in the Atlantic Ocean. CNN Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr live in Washington with the latest. So, Barbara, what's your take on this? Smoke and mirrors, or is this a big threat that's brewing?
Yeah, you know, should we be worried? Are the Iranians coming sailing over the horizon? I talked to some officials here at the Pentagon, and I have to tell you, Kier, what you get is some rolled eyeballs. They've heard this before from Iran. Look, international waters, Iran can sail wherever it wishes to as long as it stays in international waters. International maritime operations coming as far as the United States from Iran, that's a pretty complicated, expensive proposition. The Iranians would really have to have a naval force trained to stay at sea for weeks on end, resupply, refuel, logistics, maintenance, pretty complicated business, and it costs a lot of money. So what the reaction you get from the Pentagon is they have every right to do it. They can sail in international waters wherever they want to, but is that really what we're talking about here? Is this announcement more a political announcement about their efforts to be on the world stage, or is it a new military strategy? People don't think there's a brand new military strategy here.
So what are your sources saying then with regard to what they believe Iran's real naval intentions are here?
Exactly. That's the real question, Kara. Absolutely. What is Iran's Navy really up to? The thinking is that they are going to maintain their very significant presence in the Persian Gulf, in those highly important oil shipping lanes through the Gulf, through the Strait of Hormuz. This is where they can really have a presence that has a much more significant global economic reach, doesn't it? They can stay there. They can affect shipping in the Gulf if they choose to. They can confront other shipping in the Gulf. Hopefully they won't. But this is where they can have real leverage, real political, military, and economic leverage. That's what the U.S. Navy is still keeping its eye on. Kara?